Today's case will be about the issue of moral obligation. And just as a review, the issue of moral obligation comes up when someone promises to pay someone for a benefit given to them in the past. So for example, if I had painted your house without any sort of contract, and then a month later you came back and you promised to pay me $5,000 for providing that service, then the issue of moral obligation would arise. In general, courts will not enforce these type of after-the-fact promises. The narrow exceptions to this rule are cases where a promise was made after the statute of limitations has expired, when a contract was previously invalid, has since become valid, or when someone promised to pay back a debt that was previously discharged. Okay, let's go into today's case. Today's case is Manuel v. Euler, and it took place in the Supreme Court of Utah in 1961. And the purpose of this case is to just to look at another example of a moral obligation case. And let's look at the facts. First, we have the farmer, and then on the other side of this dispute, we have who I'm going to call the benefactor. And in the years 1950 to 1953, the benefactor made a bunch of payments on a farm that was owned by the farmer. And these payments totaled to be about $5,500. The benefactor also got the farmer a grazing permit, which was worth about $1,800, and got him 18 cows worth about $3,000. And we really don't know anything else regarding these payments and these transfers from the benefactor to the farmer. We don't know the motivation behind them or anything else. All we really know is that if any of these payments or transfers were given as a loan, then the statute of limitations would have prevented the benefactor from making a claim on the debt. But again, we don't know if it was a loan or not. It's just if it were, the statute of limitations would prevent the benefactor from trying to get that that loan paid off. But apparently, in 1957, the farmer promised the benefactor that he would pay him $5,500 because of everything that the benefactor had given to him. And of course, the farmer doesn't actually pay that money, and so the benefactor sues. And the benefactor sues because he wants the farmer to actually live up to that promise to pay the $5,500. So let's jump into the arguments. So the benefactor is making a moral obligation argument. He's saying that the farmer has a moral obligation to pay him, and this case fits into that framework. The thing about the benefactor's argument that's interesting is that he doesn't give any details about those original payments made to the farmer. Did the benefactor give this money to the farmer because he wanted to give a gift? He was just trying to be nice? Or was it a loan? Was he expected to be compensated for all of those payments that he made? Or something else? Again, the benefactor is silent on this. And apparently the reason for this was probably that if the benefactor argued that this was some type of contract, those original payments, like if it was a loan, then there would have been what's called an implied contract, which in Utah at that time had been outlawed. And just to explain what an implied contract is, it's a contract that gets created based on the actions of the two parties, even though there is no oral or written contract that was ever agreed to. And again, those were outlawed in Utah at the time of this case, so the benefactor was probably trying to avoid making an argument for that. So he didn't want to give too many details because it would cancel out any argument that this was an implied contract. He kind of wants the judge to just kind of assume that's the case. But again, so you're the judge though. And are you going to, given the lack of detail about this, about those original payments, are you going to say that this case falls into the moral obligation in one of those exceptions that we talked about at the beginning of the episode? Or are you going to say, no, this doesn't fall into that exception. No contract, farmer doesn't have to pay you anything. If you're in our Pod Talk group, go ahead and leave a comment and tell me what your ruling is. All right, let's talk about how the judge ruled. The judge said that there's no contract, and so there's no obligation for the farmer to have to pay the benefactor that $5,500 that he promised to. And the reason for this is the judge says that there wasn't enough information about those original payments from the benefactor to the farmer. So the judge couldn't know whether those were just gifts or whether they were loans or something else. And without that information, the judge can't really put it into one of those three exceptions of moral obligation that we covered at the beginning of this episode. It's not a debt, it's not obvious, or the evidence isn't clear, that it was a debt that was previously cleared through bankruptcy. It wasn't clear that it was an invalid contract that had since become valid, and it's not clear that it's a debt that's been barred by the statute of limitations. So you can see just how difficult it is for someone to win on a moral obligation claim. It really has to cleanly fit into one of those three exceptions. And if there's any uncertainty or ambiguity, you know, the judge could have leaned towards saying, well, given the lack of information, I'm just going to assume that that this was a loan, that there was an expectation of compensation. But he didn't do that. Instead, judges tend to go in the opposite direction and say that it's not, that it doesn't fall into one of the three exceptions unless there's clear evidence otherwise. So hopefully that helps you see how narrow these moral obligation exceptions are and how it can be tough to win those. So that's all for this case. Talk to you next time.